football on off the ball.
You can flip it up and you can perceive how you want, but the truth is the truth, and I always try to be very truthful with players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Delighted to be joined by Loud Captain Sam Mulroy. In a slightly different setting, we don't see the background now, but we might roll a couple of photos in the video. You boys have been brought up to the Giants Causeway to launch AIB's 10-year sponsorship of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. You won't complain about that?
No, absolutely not. It's a beautiful part of the world, so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's class. Rob Finnerty had never ventured that far north before, have you?
Oh, I have. When I was maybe 7 or 8, me and mum and my brother come up, and my dad. So yeah, it's been a while. That's a long time ago now, but even more beautiful than I remembered.
It's probably hard to get a break to do anything really, apart from maybe a warm weather training camp this time of the year, you know. But it's probably nice to break away for a few days as well.
Ah, yeah, no, it's nice to get out of Dodge for a day or so and do something different. So it's been nice.
Can I ask you about the boots?
Go on.
They're class.
They're nice, aren't they?
Yeah, talk to us about them.
I think I bought them years ago. I haven't really worn them. I've just saved them once because they're nearly too nice to wear, if that makes sense. But doing a bit of coaching or if I'm just going to watch a match or whatever, but I don't let anyone stand on them ones.
Are they proper Preds? Have I read that wrong, or what are they?
Yeah, they're the proper ones. From year, I think they're 2013 ones. So yeah, they're Rathdon Bull, they're Rathdon ones.
Yeah, no, because just the scenery of the Giants Causeway, I noticed the chessboard as well. But Mulroy's boots was the one that caught the eye. They're a thing of beauty. What do you play with? What do you kick with?
I'm wearing the new Predators actually at the minute. The new ones with the tongue. So I've wore the Adidas. I'm always Adidas. Have always been. So anything kind of Adidas at the minute. I'm wearing white ones at the minute, which is a bit bold for me. I'm usually never, but Conor Grimes sits beside me in the dressing room, and he's been in my ear this last number of years to wear flashy boots. So these white ones come out and they remind me of David Beckham back in the day. So I was a bit of a Beckham fan. So I said, why not?
They're still doing the business.
Life's too short.
Ah, absolutely, man. And listen, when there's going to be way more kicking in Gaelic football, we hope, with these new rules. But you're always somebody who, you know, is constantly over pressure kicks, or you know, when you're up top and you're up front, you got to deliver. What are you looking for from the boot? I know we're kind of focusing in it here, but is it feel? Is it, do you know what I mean? Like, some fellas don't mind, they just they'll hoof it up the field, whatever, you know. But
no, for me, it's probably feel. Yeah, it's feel. I think definitely just where, for me anyway, it's where contact is where the ball's usually making contact. If that feels good. It has to feel good for me to wear them. So I was wearing the Adidas X's there for the last 6 or 7, 8 years. And they're turning into gold dust at the minute to get my hands on. So I had to just go a little bit more what's out there at the minute. But yes, usually just feel where the ball's striking.
How's 2025 been for you?
It's been okay. I suppose probably a mixed league campaign. Didn't reach the heights we would have hoped. Lots of injuries. Injured myself at the end, missed the last game. We obviously then had a great result the last day, stayed in Division 2, which was a success. So mixed bag, I suppose, Tommy, yeah.
When did you know you were missing the meet game?
The Wednesday before.
So it was a tight, and you're in the midst, Loud were in the midst of a fair injury crisis anyway across the spring. You're dealing with a lot of injuries, a lot of frontline players who would have started for you in the All-Ireland quarterfinal in 2024.
Yeah, I think we're missing 8, I think, from the All-Ireland quarterfinal last year for the main game. So, it hasn't been great on the injury front, but kind of, it was, I suppose, that's probably what made that win last week even more important. From a squad perspective, it was great that everyone dug in and done their bit. It was unreal.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. What do you think you're made of as the team? Because you've had an ability to do that over the last couple of years, back up big results, continue to develop and progress. You know, similar to sort of, you know, Galway had a huge injury crisis last year, but you're kind of seeing how it's paying off this year, given the depth in the squad. Like, Kieran McArdle, that 1-1 the last day. Brannigan, who I know, is he just returned to the panel?
Just returned, yeah. He played maybe a couple of years back, yeah, back in,
He
yes.
must know that patch of grass in his skin anyway, because he was kicking over those 2-pointers like nothing. But like, to be able to dig into the reserves, and still deliver is a massive thing and a massive justification of the work that's going on. It must be.
Yeah, big time, big time. Like lots of boys this year would have got a baptism of fire, thrown in when they maybe mightn't have seen football. Lots of young lads, Darren McDonald, Kieran McArdle, Sean Reynolds, Ty McDonald, like all these boys can still play his 20s, like, and they've made their senior debut. So it's brilliant that in one sense it's a disaster for the team in a way that we have so many injuries, and another sense it's brilliant that those boys get exposure to that level of football at that early in their career. So it can only bode well for the future. So look, they've done really, really well. And as I said, lads that come back in, like Andy McDonald's back in the team, Emma Carlin's back in the team, Conor Brannigan, like the lads that were away for a few years. So yeah, the squad depth is definitely improving, and it was probably kind of maybe what let us down last year in the end. I think we'd suffered a few, we were missing two or three come the four, maybe come the Donegal match last year, and then lost Conor McKeever, and then you're walking on thin ice in terms of lads that have been exposed to that level. So it's great there this year that we've had the been able to expose lads to that. So hopefully it'll stand to us.
I'm sure it will. It felt like Division Two was incredibly competitive. I know it always is, but it felt like the teams were just all so tightly bunched together in terms of
Yeah.
levels. No surprise, is it to you, that Monaghan looked that little bit extra? Like, it, certainly I saw them against Meath and Navan, and you could tell they're a team that are straight back down from Division One after a decade there. Did you watch the final on Saturday night? Can you give us what you thought of that game and also Division Two in general, just the kind of the quality that's there this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think Division One, I think most of the divisions are so competitive. Look, I think the leagues is one of the best competitions, if not the best competition. In terms of teams playing against teams of their own ability, obviously it's great spectacles. I think the Monaghan probably just yeah that exposure to Division One for so long probably stood to them this year. They have quality. They have lots of good young players. Mixed with the experienced heads, they're a well-oiled team. They're well drilled. They know what they're doing. So yeah, look, at they probably were the standout team in Division Two. But look, in fairness. The rest of the teams in Division Two, like it was so close. Like then Rath getting relegated and will feel so hard done by. Like finishing on 6 points,
Same as yourselves, wasn't it?
and yeah, same as ourselves, and only for a head to head. Like, and you're looking at score difference, like the last few minutes of their game, you're looking at score difference to save you, or like so. It's so close, and same in Division One. Like where Tyrone relegated with 7 points, like
Yeah,
and
Mayo topped the league with 9. I
amazing,
guess I was kind
yeah.
of asking in the sense that, like, if we sat down in January and then we fast forwarded to the end of March and Louth were in a league final, I wouldn't have been surprised given how 2024 went for you.
Yeah, look, and it's probably something that you're hoping for in a way that you get a run, and you're looking towards the other side of the table than what we were this year. Would have been great, but yeah, look, things don't always work out like that, and GAA is just so competitive and so open that you just don't know what's going to happen. Whether like for us. It was a case of lots of injuries, and then you lose one or two games, and next minute you're, as I said, it's so competitive that you're looking the other way, and you're worrying where you're going to play next year. So, yeah, it's too competitive that you can bank on it, you know.
Is it hard to keep the head when, you're in a, like, a, not that you're in a rush, but like you're keen to continue to make progress? Or are you able to look at the bigger picture in the middle of a league campaign? Like, even when you, I don't know about the severity of the injury that you suffered against Meath, but I'm sure if there was a question, okay, would Sam be back for Leinster? That's kind of coming into it too because of the proximity to it. Like, are you able to look at the bigger picture as well?
I think in the middle of the league it's very hard
Yeah.
because you're so emotional week to week. It's so hard to zoom out and to take perspective. I think post league and then into the summer and when the season ends, it's way easier to say, "Oh, look, that game did not matter," or like where we finished in the league table maybe had no bearing, or that result did or didn't. Like last year, like we were in the exact same position last year. I think we finished third from bottom, and you would have said when you looked at last season last year, you would have been like, "Oh, we had a great 2024," but like we had to win our last two games last year still to stay in Division Two. So it's a case of how you look at it, what lens you look at it through. But I
Yeah.
think within it, it's so hard to do. You're just so emotional. You're so caught up in it. You're literally living day to day, trying to get your body right for the next game. It's every game feels like the final, because there's so much riding on it at the time. But then look, as the weeks go on, the months go on, it's like anything. Time is a great healer, and you become less emotional about them. But yeah, I think within it's hard to do. Yeah.
Let's turn to the championship in the summer ahead. So you boys are waiting to see what happens in Wexford Laois.
Yes.
I caught up with Tommy Dernan yesterday at the Leinster launch. So we'll be bringing that to you and off the ball across the next couple of days. But like when it comes to the summer ahead with the new rules in, how are you feeling about it? Can I ask you, are you going to be back in time for Wexford Laois, or is that up in the air?
I won't be back in time for Wexford
Will you
Laois,
not?
unfortunately. But
Okay.
yeah, new rules, I suppose, have definitely benefited the game, I think. I think still some ironing out to do. So yeah, it's been pretty much positive, I think, yeah.
Rory Beggan had those 2 2-pointers, I felt, in the second half, the last day. Just the game, just. I'm not going to call it a cheat goal. I'm going to call it a weapon. He hit the first one from Cluxton Country 2011.
Yeah.
Monaghan win the next kick out to get another one from the opposite end, and they're both stroked over. I think you kicked 11 2-pointers, 4 from play, 7 from frees across it, right? So even from pitch when you kick a ball over the last couple of years, it's in your range. It was interesting that Beggan said afterwards, "I've always said it's a bit of a generous score, 2 points to give for frees like that. But once it's been in the rules, I'm happy out." So he's. I think he's kicked more than 22 counties I've managed. I've clocked up, so far this year. So I'm just interested and curious to get your take on the 2-point free, because some people are giving out about it. I'd nearly be a little bit worried about what way the game would go if it was just allowed from play.
Yeah, I think I'm in favor in probably in all essence. I think it's positive to reward the skill of free taking. I think probably what's annoying people is some of the frees probably don't warrant 2 points. I think that's what's maybe annoying people, is like, there's a
Okay.
shitty jersey pull and or whatever it is in the middle of the pitch, and you have someone like Beggan come up and they get 2 points for it. I think that's where the negative thing has come from it. I think the skill of what he can do is amazing and should be applauded and should be awarded the 2 point. Like, it's like Steph Curry hitting three from downtown. It's the same thing. It's a skill and it should be rewarded. I think the negative aspect comes from the actual awarding of the free might be
Is
soft
there
in
a fix to
nature.
that? Is there a fix to that? Like,
I think no, because the
okay.
interpretation of the tackle is so hard to call between from person to person, referee to referee. So how you fix that, I don't know. But yeah, I think maybe the one with the where the advancements made from ill discipline and then bringing that out for 2 points, that's another one where you're kind of like, was that worth 2 points or is it not? So yeah, it's funny, like
Yeah.
it's
It's
all
interesting.
played out, but
Yeah, I think maybe at the end of the summer we might be able to have a more thorough conversation about it. I am right in saying though that in the midst of your, I know the first half didn't go your way against Monaghan, but in the midst of the second half comeback, that fellow was able to kick 2-pointers against the wind from about 50 yards. There's something the boot is something else, and he's only stroking it over the bar as well.
yeah, we were actually just talking about it here, me and a few lads earlier. Like, he's special talent at kicking the ball. It's beautiful to watch. So yeah, no, he's making light work of those 50 yarders.
Has your own technique changed at all over the years, or have you kind of refined it and stuck with it?
Yeah, I think it's probably a refinement piece and a refinement piece around maybe your both the contact of the ball, your run up, your mentality. I think frees are an awful lot of mentality. I think that's what people probably maybe don't focus on as well. I think that's probably a forgotten aspect of it. So yeah, I think there's lots of skills that need refining around the free kick. And I probably try to do that more than anything else, other than trying to change what I do. It's more just the little tweaks here and there to try help.
Yeah. You responded really well in the league to get the job done for the second year in a row. You had loads of progress last year under Ger Brennan. Can I ask you a little bit about Niall Moynagh, maybe what he's bringing and what he brings to the table? Obviously, so highly regarded across the country in terms of health and physiology. What's he adding to the table when it comes to the new rules and maybe the manner in which the game has to be played now?
Yeah, look, Niall obviously has a massive, massive amount of experience. He's a wealth of knowledge. Anything you need to know about the human body, he's the man to go to. So yeah, it's been great to have his expertise involved with us and having us conditioned and ready to go for what's ahead.
Hamstring injury, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a sickener, but not the end of the world either. You could probably see light at the end of the tunnel at some stage in the summer.
Yeah, look, I hope to play at some stage when I don't know. Obviously gonna depend on results and stuff and what stage we're at. But yeah, the disappointment obviously is the first reaction when you do something like that and you get
Course.
news and it's obviously very disheartening. You put a lot of time and effort and energy both physically and emotionally into what you're doing. So it is a real blow. But look, I suppose as I get older and I learn, you just have to get on with it. It's one of those things that look, I'm very lucky in a position to try push my body to the absolute limit every week. So look, these things occur, these things happen. So just a case now, putting my head down and trying to get back as quick as possible.
Sam Mulroy, very best of luck with Louth in the All-Ireland series this year. First off in Leinster, you'll be watching, I'm sure, this weekend with interest.
Absolutely.
And then for the rest of the summer, it's going to be a long summer, so hopefully see you back soon.
Brilliant. Thank you, Tommy.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now. This week on Diverted.
Do you pop savings? Do you do that or?
So when I return to Ireland, I will have 0 euro.
This week, we're going to Chile.
Hace poco aprendiste a hablar español.
Well, mi español es muy mal.
Es como el inglés mío.
We're going to be visiting the Palestinian football club in Santiago.
Here in Chile, there's the biggest colony of Palestine outside Palestine and outside the Middle East, yes.
And we'll also be telling you about a legendary pair of brothers who made it all the way to the World Rugby Hall of Fame for Chile. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted
on Off the Ball.